1 John, that passage of scripture actually is entitled More and Love and Hatred. But I just want to go back to the psalm we read, and Psalm 84. It says, "How lovely is your dwelling place. My heart yearns for you." I'm sure that there are many places we like to be. Many people that we like to share company with and enjoy their time and their fellowship. And I'm sure that that is something that has been lacking in our lives in the last 12 months. And we've obviously not been able to come here to worship and to share in fellowship in the way that we would like to. And we are getting closer and closer to it, but we're not quite there yet. And we obviously have to be extremely careful because we don't want to go back to where we were. One thing that really struck my heart is verse 10. It says, "Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." And so it is saying to us that it is important where we go or what company we keep and what sort of environment we create. And I remember hearing a story about a boy who brought home his school report. I was pleasantly surprised when we did some turning out last year during lockdown. I found an envelope my mum had saved with some of my school reports in. And they weren't half as bad as I thought they were, really. I wasn't expecting anything, you know, that great. But anyway, this boy brought this school report home to his dad, and his dad was reading it, and he could see his face going down and down and down, and he thought, this is bad news. You know, this is bad news. He said, "Dad, could it be something to do with my environment?" Thought he'd get in the first word. Our environment, where we go, where we live, and what company we keep is so important. And in our gospel reading, or in John 1 John, we read about a man who was enthusiastic about telling people about the truth, more on love and hatred. Our vital statistics for John's gospel in here, I like to read about what inspired the writing of Scripture. And it says the purpose of this letter that John wrote to not any one church. We have Paul's letters to different churches, Ephesus, Corinth, and all that. But this was a letter that was written to a multitude of churches because John recognized that people need to be reminded of certain things. And it was to reassure Christians in their faith and to counter false teachings. And the author was the Apostle John, and it was written to different churches, about AD 85 to 90. And it says that John was an older man. He was probably the only surviving apostle at this time, but he'd not yet been banished to the Isle of Patmos, where he was going to live in exile. He was an eyewitness. He was an eyewitness of the works of Jesus. He walked